Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, major NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everidge. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com, here is your host, Adam Carriker.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to Hour 2, numero dos of the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. Hour 2 of the Adam Carriker Show is sponsored by our good friends at Suizo Construction, where safety isn't just a policy, it's a promise. Suizo is hiring skilled craftsmen, laborers, concrete workers, and steel erectors who value quality work and a team that has your back both on and off the job site. Apply today at Suizo.com. 40 years strong in business. Suizo Construction. Again, that's Suizo, S-C-H-W-I-S-O-W.com. Again, it's the noon hour of this fine program. Grab your lunch. Come join us. Hour two, the noon hour, is also brought to you by our good friends at Mulberry Barbecue. The next time I see you, because Big Ten Media Days is Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday this week, will be Friday. We will be on location at Mulberry's. What are you gonna get? What are you gonna eat when we're on location at Mulberry's, Jake?
I'm sure there'll be plenty of barbecue sauce involved. I might go for some ribs.
Ask me what I'm gonna eat.
What are you gonna eat?
Everything. I'm gonna eat it all. Like, I freaking love Mexican food. Breakfast and barbecue, like, those are my top three favorite. I like pizza, I like certain other things, but if you're gonna ask me my favorite, it depends on the quality of each independent item. Like, Mulberry's is top quality barbecue, but like, in no particular order, it's barbecue, Mexican, breakfast food. I think I may have told you this in the past. When I was growing up, I think it was going into my sophomore year of high school, around the time I started to drive, my parents said, you need to start learning how to cook on your own. One day you're not going to be in this house. So every Sunday night, I was responsible for cooking Sunday night dinner. Now, personally, at that point in time, I love barbecue the best. But as far as actually cooking something, I needed to start with something a little bit simpler. So the last 3 years of high school, I always did breakfast for dinner every single Sunday night. Even when Solich and Darlington, who were recruiting me, George Darlington, Coach Solich, they came to our house. They happened to be there on a Sunday. They freaking ate my cornbread and runny eggs and hash browns and everything. So they actually ate it, and they actually pretended to like it, I think.
Can't mess it up too bad, can you?
So you want to know the first dinner? Okay, this is terrible. But you want to know the first thing I ever ate on my own at Nebraska? So I arrive on campus. Well, I can tell the story about the first 2 weeks I arrived on campus another time. I stayed with somebody. I should clarify, this is the first time I was off campus on my own, not at the dorms. Because when I stayed with Justin Smith, sometimes he would like do something, former defensive end from Texas. I haven't seen that guy in years. I'd love to run into him again at some point. He was so kind to me my first couple of weeks here. But going into my, after my true freshman year, the year I redshirted, going into my redshirt freshman year, I stayed in a house with non-football players, so to speak. And so they weren't there all summer. It's just me in the house by myself. The first meal I had that summer, you're going to find out I really love bacon. I got a whole package of bacon, whatever it is, the 30 pieces or whatever, put all 30 pieces on a plate, and I put that in the oven. And dude, I tried to like maximize all the grease and keep it in and everything. And when it was done, I had 30 pieces of bacon for my first meal on my own at the house. I remember eating it in the basement by myself, watching a WWE pay-per-view at the time.
Oh, what a life.
Dude, I thought it was the greatest thing ever, man. It was the greatest thing ever. Almost as good, honestly, as Mulberry Barbecue. I can't wait to go there this Friday, get to meet them, get to know them, and eat some of their great barbecue. All right, again, Mulberry Barbecue now with two locations at 11th and Cornhusker, at 61st and Apples Way, right off of Highway 2 by Lowe's. Both locations, again, they have two locations. Both locations are open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Try their burnt end sandwich, a brisket burrito, barbecue nachos, full slab of ribs, a half-smoked chicken, and much, much more, plus incredible sides. I might just get each and every single one of those items on Friday, Jake. You're going to have to do a whole lot of talking because I'm going to do a whole lot of chewing. I'm just warning you, my friend. I get fueled for lunch today or make dinner plans at Mulberry Barbecue, located again at 11th and Cornhusker and at 61st and Apples Way, just off of Highway 2 by Lowe's. All right. Let's see here. All right. We got Heinrich Harburg. I think he's going to do really well at tight end. Genuinely do. And Emmett Johnson has, I think he's really going to shine at running back. There's a couple of reasons for all of this. Let's start off with Harburg. He's one of the more intriguing guys to talk about. Anytime you go from quarterback to tight end, anytime you have the best top end speed of anybody on the team. Now, at the Husker games, it was Ja'Cory Barney that won the speed race. But when you talk about top end speed, we're talking a little bit longer distance, okay? And I think it was like low to mid-20s. I forget his exact speed. And number two is Dawson Merritt at the time. Now, this was back during the winter, so maybe things have changed since then. I haven't gotten any updated numbers. But when you have the fastest top-end speed, and you're one of the fastest guys on the team, period, regardless of length of race that you're involved in, and you're 240, 245 pounds, 6'5", and the coaches just call you a football player, and then you transition to tight end. And I remember I did an update on Harburg at one point during the offseason, and I was told that a year ago, because as we know, he was on the punt protection team at times, and the defenses would yell, fake, 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 fake. They never actually had a fake for Harburg. There was no fake punt ever put in. They just wanted to find a way to get him on the field because he's a football player. Now, why there wasn't a fake, I think there should have been a fake, but that just tells you they were trying to get him on the field. He was doing linebacker drills at one point in time with Tony White. Like, he's just a football player. You find ways to get a guy like that, an athlete like that. And if you watch him run, he's a physical runner. You watched him block in the Pinstripe Bowl. A lot of it was not, you know, in a three-point stance, okay? A lot of it was out of the slot and whatnot, but you got to start somewhere. And when you watch him, he sure looked good blocking. The biggest key to blocking, I mean, you got to have inside hand placement, low pad level, good feet, good drive. You got to have the will. The guy has a physical mindset. The number one key to blocking is having a physical mindset and wanting to do so. So when you look at the physical attributes point of view, Harburg has got them. When you look at, hey, this guy's a football player, we got to get him on the field point of view, he's got that as well. We know that because the coaches are trying to find ways to get him on the field. All right, he's going to play tight end. It's great he's 6'5". He's got all this speed, yada, yada, yada. Will the guy play physical? He has a physical mindset. So when you look at Lindenmeyer, I view Lindenmeyer as one of my favorite guys on the team, first and foremost. You see him as a workhorse, a guy who's going to line up, do things the right way, know what to do, know where to go, not going to be a whole lot of mental bust. He's going to be a good blocker. What complements that? What complements that is someone who can do everything I've already listed and aforementioned when it comes to Lindenmeyer and Harburg, but someone whose greatest strength may be what he can do with the ball in the open field once he gets it, once he catches it. And it's been mentioned to me, and we've talked about the lack of a fullback now. Again, things have evolved and changed quite a bit in college football since Rule got here, with Husker football since Rule got here, with Rule's approach, because he's looked around and said, hey, we got to adapt if we truly want to get better and have success. So I commend him for that. You look at Harburg, because it's been mentioned to me, they may use more 12 personnel than we realize. We talk about the three main wide receivers, so 13 personnel without a fullback is absolutely an option. But when you got Lindenmeyer and you got Harburg, maybe there's a lot more 12 personnel. I've always liked 12 personnel because you create that extra gap. You have the extra hand in the dirt. You got a balanced line, or you can go heavy, two tights to one side. Or you can motion somebody. You can do whatever you want to do with it. But if you just go balance 12 sets, you got a back in the a back offset or behind the quarterback. Easy for me to say. You got two wide receivers split out, and then two tight ends. If you just go the balance 12 set, you create an extra gap for the defense. I'll tell you right now, as a defensive end, every time they ever did that, we would have to do a stick call where I would, because you create that extra gap. There's a hole. You spread the defense out, so to speak. This isn't high school or middle school football where you got like a 4-4. Like, you're a 4-3 with a couple of safeties. So either you got to bring that safety down in the box, which leaves a hole. Leaves you not a hole, but a little bit more susceptible in the pass game, because now you got eight guys in the box. So obviously you're light in the pass defense. Or you're going to have a hole open up front with that extra hand in the dirt, the extra gap that's created with the extra man on the line of scrimmage with two tight ends. So I hated that, because I would always get a stick call, which meant I had to stun inside. Any defensive end wants to be able to go around the edge. There's just more space, more room, more things you can do, more fun you can have. But that would always force the outside linebacker to make an adjustment, and it would make everything adjust on our whole entire defense due to the extra gap. And then it's unpredictable which way you're going to go because everything's so balanced. Now, you can go heavy. You can put guys in motion. You can do whatever you want. But if you're balanced, it makes it very hard for the defense to read what you're going to do. At that point, you're looking at, all right, this back's in the backfield. They tend to run the ball. Or this wide receiver's off the ball. If he's the one off the line of scrimmage and not on, sometimes there are certain tendencies, things of that nature. But I think Harburg is a football player. I think he has a real potential of playing on Sundays. He has the physical attributes. You look at how often, I'm not saying he's Travis Hunter, but you look at how often they used Travis Hunter a year ago and how often they didn't use Harburg. And I know it's not the perfect comparison, but you find ways to get your best players, your best athletes on the field. And I think that's what Holgorsen's going to try to do this year. And I think one of the biggest beneficiaries is going to be Heinrich Harburg and what he can do. And a guy who can get him the ball at a quarterback with Dalen Raiola and an offensive coordinator who's going to use him again like a chess piece. I'm still curious to see what they're going to do with Carter Nelson, who has clearly been in the weight room, by the way, if you've seen him lately. Dana Holgorsen is going to find ways to get the ball to Heinrich Harburg. And we're going to talk about Emmett Johnson here in a little bit. I'll just give it away. My one concern with Emmett Johnson, it's everybody's concern. What is the depth in that running back room look like? What's the workload going to be? Okay. Can he stay healthy the entire year? Obviously, I want him to be healthy. Everyone wants him to be healthy. But how can we let Emmett Johnson be the running back, the threat out of the backfield, the all-around back that he is, without putting too much on his plate? Well, it's by getting the ball to guys like Dane Key, Ja'Cory Barney, Heinrich Harburg, et cetera. And there's more guys I can name. But if you try to name everybody, you leave somebody out, somebody gets upset. You get the point. I think Heinrich Harburg is one of those guys you can put all over the field. And I still love the idea of having him go in a wildcat quarterback from time to time, short yardage, goal line, especially if you're not going to use a fullback. I think he's a great read option quarterback. He's a great option as a read option quarterback in short yardage, goal line. Although we did have someone, I forget who it was, because we talked about the fullback and the lack thereof last week. They're like, why do you need a fullback when you can just put a defensive tackle at fullback and break someone's soul or something like that? So that's another option as well. I just think he's a guy that can do so many different things. He didn't transfer.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
How many guys in his position win 5 games? You're not the starting quarterback the next year. You're not even on the field that much. They don't, let's be real, they didn't seem to know what exactly to do with him. He didn't go anywhere. He's still here. How rare is that? That tells you his approach, his mentality, what his priorities are. And I think as tough as last year must have been, it had to have been tough on him. I think he's going to reap the rewards and the benefits this year. I'm not declaring him like a preseason All-American or first team All-Big Ten, but it would not surprise me if he's one of these surprise names for the conference of the Big Ten this fall in football. What say you, Jake?
Yeah, I mean, he's among the most fascinating men on the team, certainly. And you want to see kind of what they're going to do with him. I think because of the reasons you point laid out, single-digit number, just give it to him. Because yep. He's earned that as far as a teammate. And it's not just that, you know, it's the day and the age of quarterbacks. He's got 3 Big Ten wins. I've been saying all offseason, I think a MAC school might pick him up. Now, you got to run a little bit of different offense like we know with him. But I mean, you got 3 Big Ten wins. That's not something, you know, that's something that could be pretty valuable in the transfer portal. Yet he decided to stick around. And so we'll kind of see how it turns out, how it looks. I thought he looked pretty good in the bowl game. You've mentioned his kind of physicalness there. I'm interested also to see if he's more of an every down player. You know, it would be such a headache if you're a defensive coordinator seeing that guy in motion.
Oh, yeah.
Because you just don't know what's coming next. When they did it last year, you know, at times it was like, okay, he's on the field, look out for something. And they tried several times to kind of get him to pass the ball or get some kind of wacky play in there. But I think if he's out on the field, you know, more often, then that one can really throw off the defense. So I think he's just going to be fascinating. We'll see, like you said, kind of maybe going to share with Lindenmeyer a little bit there. Maybe they run more two tight ends out there. We'll have to see. He does kind of fits the H-back role, as you're pointing out. But I with all the potential that he has to take the risk and say, I'm going to make it as a tight end at the University of Nebraska, and that's how I'm going to try to get my route to the NFL, rather than say, hey, I can cash in, go be a starting quarterback. It might not be the, you know, the height of what you're going to get in the NFL, but I still get to play quarterback. A lot of guys like to, would like to do that. Just really let you know he's a selfless player, but not just selfless, believes in himself and believes in his athletic ability to gamble on himself to be able to do this.
That's a great point. Not only is it selfless, he's legit gambling on himself. So a lot of folks out there are business owners, okay? It is exhilarating and it is terrifying all at the same time when you start a new business. As someone who has started a business on our own, done things on our own, it is 10 to 20 to 30 times the amount of work. And it can be scary, to a degree at least. You look at Harburg, this is probably the riskiest route he could have taken. Maybe transferring to another Big Ten school or something like that, depending on what they were going to do with him and what the school was. But like you said, he could have gone the transfer portal, been the starting quarterback, maybe not even just MAC, you know, AAC type school might have picked him up or something like that. Like, you never know. This guy has 5 wins, 3 wins in the Big Ten as a starting quarterback. Not a lot of guys out there that are currently playing college football can say that. He chose to stay. And to your point, that takes a lot of belief in oneself, one's ability, and honestly, a lot of trust in the coaches that they're going to actually say, how can we utilize what this guy brings to the table? There's clearly been lengthy conversations with Coach Rule, I assume Holgorsen, the other coaches in that coaching staff, Satterfield, the tight ends coach. Like, how is this going to look? Obviously, things have to be earned. We'll see how things unfold as we go along. But from a starting position, what does this look like? There has to be a lot of belief in himself and a certain amount of trust in the coaches as well. I think you make another interesting point, and I don't want to gloss over it. How often is he on the field? Because we kind of project Dylan, Emmett, Dane Key, Isaiah Hunter, maybe Ja'Cory Barney as a starting wide receiver, Lindenmeyer. I mean, Harburg's not a starting offensive lineman. So depending on if they're in 13 personnel, 12, maybe they go 14, whatever it is, short yardage, goal line, what do they do with him? But how often is he on the field? Is he an every down type player? If it's not every down, it's not the end of the world, how often is he out there? What are they doing with him? Where are they moving him? And how can they utilize him? Those are going to be things that are very intriguing to me to watch and see how this unfolds, much like Carter Nelson. And there's a guy we've not talked about anywhere near enough. You know, Mark McWay, who's coming back from an injury, just talking about tight ends right now, who's coming back from an injury, who was one of the top recruits in the entire country, highly recruited to LSU. Now he's back. He's healthy. He's projected to be ready to go. And it's just like, this guy's kind of, I don't want to say, I'm going to put it like this. He's not talked about as much as his talent might adhere him being worthy of being talked about due to the other guys in the room. Wow, that was quite a way to put that. Did that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Because I want to show him respect, but I also want to respect the other guys in the room. And there's a lot of question marks. Right now, we don't know how to put certain things. That's one of the things that's most intriguing about August 28th, Kansas City Arrowhead versus Cincinnati. How does all this look? How does all this come together? Last December with the transfer portal and signing day was one of the most, as much as I miss, and I think it's starting to go back the way it was, regular recruiting. Because recruiting didn't feel as important because, well, the guy's going to be gone a year or two anyway. So why do I invest time if this guy's not going to be here? Either because he didn't play or because he did play and he gets a better offer. That seems to be changing a little bit. But one of the positive side effects of that is the transfer portal became insanely entertaining. Last December was insanely entertaining with all these additions that we were bringing in and who we bringing in and who can impact now and where are they coming from? Key to Hunter, to Spindler, which took a little bit longer. To Marquez Watson-Tredd, Dawson McCullough, Williams and Warren. It's just like, that was an exciting time. All right, we got the pieces to the puzzle. How do they fit together? And Harburg is one of those pieces. And I'm just curious to see how it all comes together. I don't know. Obviously, the season opener every year, everyone looks forward to it. Looks forward to it a ton. It's been a while since I've looked forward to a season opener as much as I'm looking forward to Cincinnati from the puzzle pieces and how do they look when they come together perspective. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because the offense has so much potential. If everything kind of works, then you kind of got depth at all these places. As we know, it doesn't necessarily go that way. But then it kind of goes back to, like I said, I mean, it feels like there's a lot of potential there, but also feels like that there's that one big question that you brought up earlier. Is that could all that potential be kind of taken down if you don't have a solid run game if Emmitt Johnson goes down? So it's still, I mean, they clearly believe in the running backs in the room because they didn't go, you know, outside of Sharmar Brown. They didn't really go after anybody. So they don't have this overwhelming fear of it. But it's interesting, too, because you can kind of get different senses and different coaches are going to feel, different ways. And, you know, you want to have one statement about it as a team and Matt Rhule can take care of that. But I've heard some different things like, well, okay, well, then who is the number two back? Are you still fighting for it? And if you're still fighting for who the number two back is, do you have a guy that, and you know, is it two or three guys you really believe in? Or do you have a guy there that's not going to quite take that? So, man, I still feel like, you know, with bringing up Harburg and Johnson, I mean, I think these are kind of the biggest questions, question marks. You know, there's talent there. It's just kind of what does it look like?
What do we have off the text line there, Jake, before we go to break?
Let's see. So Brad from Baldwin was saying that kind of using Harburg like Tyson Hill. Is that kind of what you're thinking?
Sorry, say that again.
Like Tyson Hill, is that where you kind of think of Harburg here?
Yes. I hesitate because Taysom Hill's 207, and he was a quarterback coming out of college. I see Harburg. I'm not trying to disrespect anybody. I see him more as a pure football player, whereas I always saw Taysom Hill as more of a position player who could move around on the skill type player. Like, I see Harburg as a guy who legit can block, and not that Taysom Hill couldn't. Yes, but with a little bit more physicality, which I actually think gives way to him maybe being on the field even a little bit more potentially. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gus Ballhawk also says he heard that one of the wide receivers might move to the running back room. Do you guys know who it is? Have you heard anything about it?
We've heard a couple of things about it. Rumors and innuendo, even seen some things that seem like solid reporting so far anyways. I haven't confirmed anything. So don't be surprised if it happens, but we haven't talked about it a ton here. Just haven't confirmed anything just yet officially.
And 0778 says, Adam, what's more scary, snakes or starting your own business?
How dare you? How dare you? Actually, I appreciate that they clearly watch the show or listen to the show day after day. Now I actually have to take this as a serious question, even though I know it's not. In fairness, when we went on our own, it had already been around for 7 years. I'm talking about my other show that I do. It'd been around for 7 years. We started it on its own. Then it went with another entity for actually been around for 9 years. We started it on our own, went with another entity for 7 years, and then went back on our own. So when I started it initially, it wasn't something like I was just like, I love talking Nebraska football. We'll see where this goes. So in fairness, it wasn't how you typically start a business. It probably wasn't as stressful. It was probably more stressful when we went back out on our own and I felt like we had to start over. So I'm going to go with snakes, especially the little bitty earthworm ones, my friend.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else?
That's it for now.
Someone texted me, Andy Jurassic said, Heinrich Harburg's more like Tyler Warren. I could actually see that. Now, I don't know that he's as good. We got to see him be as good. Tyler Warren's the best tight end in America. Okay. But I know he wasn't the highest drafted, but he was the best in college football. We saw him play quarterback. We saw him play center and then catch a pass against USC. We saw him play tight end. We saw him play receiver. We saw him go all over the place. Can Harburg snap? If he could, where was he last
year? That's right. Yeah, probably not.
I actually like that comparison a little bit more. Yeah, I see him a little bit more to Tyler Warren. Just got to see how good Harburg is this year. The potential is there, but Tyler Warren was the best in America last year. Okay, and it does seem as though Isaiah Mosey has moved to running back, is I believe who they were kind of indicating there. It seems that way. And here's a fun fact. Mac Markway is the highest rated tight end on Nebraska in the 2026 college football game with a rating of 81.
Oh, wow. Do they know something we don't?
Do they know something we don't? That is interesting, though, because everyone projects Lindemeyer to be the starter. Harburg's the next most talked about tight end. Don't forget about Macway. Does he surprise people? And then there's Carter Nelson. Again, This is why the pieces to the puzzle. And outside of McWay, none of these guys transferred in. So then you've got the actual transfers. Outside, even outside of the guys we're talking about right now, all these transfer portal guys, how do the pieces to the puzzle come together? When we come back, let's dive into that conversation a little bit about Emmett Johnson.